How do you prepare for a game 4 days after you've played your last? Quickly. The Chiefs had no time to waste, and now they face their divisional rivals, the San Diego Chargers. And both are looking to get back into the win column on their first Thursday night battle of the 2012 season. Historically, these two teams have fought tooth and nail in 105 contests in which they faced off. The Chiefs and Chargers have split the series right down the middle at 52 wins apiece and only one tie. Since 2010, the series has split with neither team winning on the road. However, all that changed as the Chargers came in and waltzed away with a W in Week 4. To revisit the Chiefs' victories, we only have to go back to an incredible Monday night in 2010 to relive the opening of the new Arrowhead and a stormy game that saw the Chiefs come out on top. Then, last year, in front of a national audience and the sea of red, the Chiefs did away with the Chargers once again, this time with defense and the help of a little Arrowhead magic. What does this game mean to the Chiefs? Everything. The team is reeling from another defeat and needs to blow away the dark clouds that seemingly hover over them. And what better way to do so than split once again with the Chargers, but this time on their turf? Turnovers, injuries, changes, you name it, the Chiefs have faced it all thus far. Head coach Romeo Crennel felt a change was in order. After the bye week, Brady Quinn was named the starting quarterback. That change was short-lived after Quinn suffered an injury in Sunday's game against the Raiders, and Matt Cassel retook the helm, but with the same results. It may be as much mental for the Chiefs as it is physical, but regardless of the challenges the team is facing, they must find a way to right the wrongs. With the Chiefs putting all their efforts into preparing for a team they have struggled against on the road, it will take a team effort to bring home a victory. They must overcome the obstacles ahead, and the Chiefs must do so quickly.